This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification bell. 2022. About to last. Now I'm going to 2022. Halfway through the next year.
This is crazy. What's also crazy is that this episode is sponsored by ShipStation, HelloFresh, and Policy Genius.
Yes, they are. All of those are friends of our podcast, and we shan't forget them ever.
We love our sponsors. Without them, this would not be happening. I'd be on the road on Tuesday in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo. It is the last. I brought a bottle of champagne.
This is our second calendar year.
I know.
Second calendar year.
We've been doing this for 2.5 years to be exact, because we started in June of 2020.
We're going into 2023.
Mashallah, as my brethren say.
Say it again.
Mashallah.
Mashallah. I think that's that one. I think it's
Inshallah means God willing.
God willing. I know Mashallah.
Let me not get these mixed up.
Call Amir. Amir. We need Arabic.
Randy, yes, I recorded. That was like
what God has willed to happen. What God has willed to happen.
Ooh,
that reminds me. If you haven't seen the show Mo, on Netflix,
I started watching it
with Mo Ammer. It is great. Now I was introduced to Mo on a show called Rami. It's also about
Rami. This season, Rami's crazy.
Rami, I didn't even know it was back.
Yeah, it's back. It's wild.
Yeah, he was on Rami, and he's also a stand-up comedian. Mm. The show Mo is fantastic. So check that out. Also featuring Toby Wigwe.
Toby on that?
Yeah, he's Series Red.
Toby's been booked.
Toby!
He's a Series Regular on the show?
Series Regular. Toby!
Stop the cat.
Single me out. Toby, Series Regular on Mo.
Looks so funny.
New Transformers movie. Whoa. He's in Italy with Pharrell. He's in Senegal at the Chanel show in Dakar, Senegal. He got album.
Didn't he?
He got chill. What does that sound?
It's the AC.
It's the heater.
Wasn't he on the soundtrack of the Black Panther?
Soundtrack of the Black Panther. In the movie, not just soundtrack. Mm-hmm. They played his song in the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's soundtrack, but sometimes you be in the soundtrack separate. The dude be booking acting roles. He ain't no actor. I mean, he is an actor, but he ain't auditioning. Mm-mm. God, give me the offer only blessing.
Got it.
Actually, I get offer only blessings all the time because I offer myself the role and I say, thank you kindly. By the way, I auditioned again yesterday.
You did.
All right, go back to regular, Josh.
You did.
I didn't cuss this time.
You going to show me?
And you need cups?
I got the cups.
If I don't, here's what I'll say. If I don't get that audition that I cussed on,
I'm leaking the video.
If I don't get it, if I find out the project moved on without me, I'm going to post the audition in Patreon.
I can leak it so it didn't come from your account.
With a private password.
I'll DM it to Lipstick Alley so they think I'm betraying you.
Ooh. What are we drinking on, Angel?
This is apple cider on YouTube. Can you drink on YouTube? I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay. Just kidding. This is alcohol.
I saw people talking about Sky Jackson's audition. I didn't know what it was for.
The same thing? Are you going to get Sky Jackson?
No, I would lose to Sky.
I don't know, Kev.
You and Melissa doing auditions together is the most entertaining thing. So I hope. I hope you get it. But if it doesn't, I want everybody to hear you two doing the audition together.
I was quality.
It's the best.
We're in there together.
Yeah, you can tell. I was like, these are people who love each other.
She be giving me notes and stuff. She don't like all my choices. I love it.
She be like,
She like, this don't make sense. Yesterday we was doing, she was like, Kev, that don't really make sense. I said, you don't like my choice? She was like, if I was reading the, what's that part called?
The action.
I was reading the action. I feel like your line don't go with that. I said, Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
To another year.
Here, here.
Of life, health, friendships, happiness, joy, and stage crew.
God save the queen.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm watching The Crown. I don't know.
He didn't, though. She gone.
Well, I mean, he saved her from the wretchedness of the world.
All right. By the way, the bonus episode, I might just make the bonus episode public for the world. End of the year. What we want to do is our year in review. What I need y'all to do is comment categories we should do. Because I was trying to think of something. My brain was cooked. Mm-hmm. So, like, your favorite movie of the year, favorite TV show, album, song, things like that. We ain't going to shoot it live. We're going to shoot it live for the Patreon. But we're going to put it out for the world as our final gift because we're going to be out for the next
three weeks.
Yeah. Whoa. That's a long time.
When did we come back then?
The week after the first week of after the boys go back.
Yeah.
And we ain't got no girls between us.
No, you just never realized
just
it.
Balls everywhere. Balls juice everywhere. Also, I'm starting a new podcast. Well, it's starting to air in January. Check that out. It's going to be airing on Kevin Slate Studios. It's called Assaults on the Internet. All right. Oh, last thing. West Nyack, New York. Let me single me out. New York people, I understand. Now I actually get it more than I ever got it. If I say I have a show in New York, New York is a state.
It's a concrete jungle where things are made of.
Yes.
Come on, Josh.
If you say New York and it's anything but New York City.
Right. Buffalo don't count.
You can say I got a show in New York. If it's upstate, you might as well be in Idaho. You
might as well be in Canada, innit?
Be in Canada.
Ah, good job.
Hey? West Nyack is about 30 minutes driving north of the Bronx, which is one of the five boroughs, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. Bronx.
Yes.
Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Queens. In Staten
Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was one of the five. Apparently, if you're not within an hour train ride of the city, you are not in New York. So, New York City, you're out. Forget you. This is not about you.
You know, White Plains.
Carolines is closing.
Westchester County.
We have no place to go.
New Rochelle. Stamford, Connecticut. This show's for you.
Stamford.
Yeah, you guys always got to go to the city. This time, you don't got to go to the city. Next time, when I come to the city, I'll say New York City.
What, West Nyack is not Atlanta.
West Nyack, not Atlanta. It is not Atlanta. Is not so Atlanta. Forgive me. And honestly, I didn't know where West Nyack was at all.
Me neither.
But then it was actually thought it was further than it actually is, but it's not close enough. New York people are like, driving? What do you mean by that?
I'm surprised. Ubering. I'm surprised there's an improv there.
Yeah, me too. Well, it's a Levity Live.
That's it's same new. Owner.
No, yeah. Is it? I don't know. All right, enough of that.
I just get Mama Likes
and shopmamalikes.com. All right,
Mama Likes this purse.
It looks really good in person. I bought one, not for me.
I'm drinking coffee and champagne. I'm finna go doo doo crazy after this episode.
You're about the doo doo in the first ad.
Save this.
I'm
later.
Finna go rocket ship off this toilet.
Yay!
Wow.
Free BG.
Hey.
Brittany Griner home.
Brought her
Big
home.
Big BG is home. She was traded straight up. For Victor Bout.
Shooter for shooter.
Shooter for a big.
The Merchant of Death.
The Merchant of Death. That's where I would like to start. Part of the big reason people are so scared is because the Merchant of Death is a fantastic nickname for an arms dealer.
Yeah.
Okay? Merchant of Death was Tony Stark's nickname in Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
He sells you the things to kill.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, if it was like Victor Bout, gun guy. Mr. Missile, Victor Bout, the man with the bullets, Bullet Boy. If he's Bullet Boy,
they said John Wick was released.
Yeah, but Victor Bout, the Merchant of Death.
Oh man!
First of all, the Merchant of Death, black person gave him that nickname. Mm. Black people are the kings and queens of fantastic nickname. Quick aside: one of my favorite things about blackness, black nicknames, is. Nicknaming people a first name that is not their first name.
That's
with no story.
Right.
My friend Anthony Davis, his dad calls him Johnny. No one, there's no reason. There's no uncle. He didn't.
My brother-in-law's name is Nathaniel. We call him Pete.
How do we do that?
I do not know.
My second favorite black name, nickname thing, is naming black women after candies. Uh-huh. I got a cousin Pumpkin.
Yeah.
There's a background singer I know named Peaches. Her sister's nickname Candy.
Yeah, foods.
Right? Just foods.
I plan on with the day that when I'm old and I become a grandma, they either going to call me Sugar or Honey. That's it.
Because Sugar, can I come spend the night? You know you can. You know you can. Get in here and hug.
Get in here.
So there was a lot of uproar. This is my personal conspiracy theory. We should have had Greg on here. My personal conspiracy theory, Vladimir Putin released Brittany Griner.
Big Vlad.
For the Merchant of Death. Mm-hmm. Just so blacks and whites, conservatives and Republicans, can have something else to argue about. Because we left a Marine, Paul Whelan, over there, and you brought back a WNBA star. Well, does Paul Whelan average 20 and 10?
He does not.
Can he dunk?
Surely he can't.
He can't dunk?
And what's his finger game like?
Wow.
Jesus. Bet it's not as good as Britney's. Bet it ain't.
Wow.
There you go.
So.
Sorry, were we not going there? I was ready.
You were? I was ready.
Oof.
Now, here's the thing about Paul Whelan. Somebody told me to watch it. Listen, I'm not watching it. Because Paul Whelan was not a decorated Marine who served 20 years and was honorably discharged.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Whelan was dishonorably discharged for committing crimes.
Oh.
Committing crimes.
Well, he just the move there.
And my dad's in the Army, right?
Well,
retired Army. The military don't be wanting people out. They'll Article 15 you. They'll put you in military prison.
You got the secrets.
They'll do all type of stuff. By the time you are dishonorably discharged, they have done everything they could to rectify your situation.
Exactly.
So if you are dishonorably discharged,
you useless, sir.
They're talking about him like he's a war hero and he fought, you know, he died fighting for our country. This man, let me pull up the charges.
He's useless is what you're saying.
The military said, get him out of here.
Get him out.
The military, not Kev. His division of the military was like, that's too many.
We're going to take your VA rights. You're going to get none of the stuff that you're supposed to get. Yeah. Because you didn't act in a fool.
And happens in our society, and this, listen, I fall for this sometimes, but I usually watch the full video or read the whole article before I comment. Because my first thought was like, dang, Marine Corps, this, and that. They got him convicted of multiple counts of larceny, dereliction of duty, identity fraud, making false statements, and check fraud while in the Marines.
Well, then.
But the talking heads talking about him like
Larson.
He was in Russia on a mission.
And he got captured.
What was he stealing from the military?
He was doing crimes while in the military. I don't know if he was stealing from the military. But the Marines were like, nah. Also, he was in prison when Trump was in office. Okay, so let's just keep it a buck.
He could have switched the rule then.
And he went over there.
Yes, he was when Trump won the presidency, he said onward, forward in Russian on Twitter. Okay? He got 4 passports.
That's a lot. They're not cheap either. Passports are not cheap, let alone illegal ones.
Let's be honest about it, guys. If he was a regular service member, even just honorably discharged,
then I can understand people being upset. But you're going to really compare someone who is a career criminal.
Just because you're in the military ain't no doggone get out of jail free card.
They're like, yes, it is.
You serve.
But he's also a white man. So they're like, come on now.
That's what.
White man military.
I mean, that's three spades.
Our Father, country. Son, Holy Ghost, Holy Trinity. And y'all going to leave him over there?
White man, big Joker. Baby Joker is military. The white is a spade.
Mm-hmm.
White man. Come white on. Man military. And then white man military Marine?
Because,
you know, we Marines.
Yeah. The creme de la creme.
Yeah. The Marines training is more intense. Everybody in Marines.
Really proud. Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi. There's a lot of people who are in the military. Mm-hmm. There ain't as many Marines.
Listen.
So I get it. So let's just know what we're talking about. A lot of times we as people, we just see the headlines and we don't do no more research. And the Fox Newses and the CNNs.
Absolutely both.
The Fox Newses and the CNNs know that most people are just going to read the big part of the ticker. They're not going to read nothing else.
Oh, absolutely not.
They're not going to watch the video. There's so many things that I don't talk about on here because I don't read the whole thing or watch the whole thing. And I don't want to talk about it. Now, here's that saying. Let me say something else about it. Even if it was unfair, mm-hmm. I'm happy it was finally unfair on behalf of somebody black. Mm. Right? Things be unfair all the time.
All the time.
Things don't be unfair in our benefit hardly ever. Uh-uh. If the cookie gonna crumble one way, it ain't never gonna crumble our way.
No.
So when it happened, I was like, dang, it's unfair on behalf of a black queer woman?
We of the age where we whoop our own kids now, not other people. And up there, like, she doesn't like this country. She doesn't. Well, you know what? We will whoop her over here. That's our baby, okay? Get your hands up off my child. We'll handle her over here, okay? Russia don't know what they're doing. And the fact that she got that much time, that you the already nine? Know. You already know they were about. She was going to be dead.
9 years in a penal colony? Did you see the penal colony in Stranger Things?
She was going to die.
They had Demogorgons there.
Duh! He was hitting things with the sledgehammer with no socks on. Mm. I don't know how real it was, but that's the only thing I know. I said, that dog is...
Brittany wasn't going to be able to survive that. It don't matter how tough she looked.
They had her in a twin bed.
Is she too tall for that?
That bed was like laid
her
in
feet, her feet were like this.
Josh.
She couldn't have did it. She couldn't have made it. She would have never made it.
Never would have made it.
And y'all's things that y'all order will never make it if you don't have ShipStation.
Okay,
if these merchants aren't getting, not merchants of death, but merchants of sales, if they don't have ShipStation.
Merchants of merch.
Merchants of merch.
Joe Biden used ShipStation.
All right, because the most wonderful time of the year is the most hectic time of the year. Me and Marcus were up late trying to fulfill all of his man orders. And... let me tell you, we needed ShipStation's help, and they pulled through. Everyone puts off shopping until the last minute. And if you have an online store, you know the feeling of getting hit with a ton of orders at once. When you're buried in orders and emails from stressed customers, you'll wish you had ShipStation. ShipStation turns holiday ship storms into smooth sailing so that you can keep your customers happy and still find time to enjoy some eggnog. Now, this is the thing that's great about ShipStation, because it does help pair with almost any type of storefront. So for us, we were able to use where we have our stores, link it to ShipStation, then the ShipStation, app, shows up in the store, and we're able to integrate and pull over all of our orders. That way we can do fulfillment. We can get greater discounts on shipping, and it's pretty seamless. If you're still using the default shipping option to run your store, chances are you're putting up with a lot of unnecessary hassle and limiting your potential growth. ShipStation works with all your favorite places to sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. All of them. Manage every order from one simple dashboard. Automate routine shipping tasks, print shipping labels, and easily compare rates and delivery times to optimize every shipment. And with enterprise solutions that make warehouse optimization easy, ShipStation scales when you do. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Listen, there are a lot of great, great companies that use ShipStation, such as Passion Planner and Daily Look. You guys go check them out. Also, Saddleback Leather. So this holiday season, give yourself the gift of stress-free holiday shipping. Use promo code CREW WITH A K today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code CREW WITH A K.
CREW WITH A K. Victor Bout, do not use, you can only sell shirts over there on ShipStation. The stuff you sell, it can't go.
What you talking about?
Victor Bout is the Merchant of Death. He can't use it. Unless he starts selling Merchant of Death shirts, then he can't use ShipStation.
He had a business. Somebody then started an Etsy account to take over what he was doing. He's no longer the Merchant of Death.
Absolutely. No, he's going to be back selling arms.
He's going to, but he got competition already.
There's no going back to. They act like he wasn't calling plays
from the cell.
From inside.
He got them AK. And listen, I want to go back to this point real quick before we move off of it. You know how many times we as black people have had to watch white people get the lucky breaks the Stanford swimmer who raped that girl, who they caught raping that girl. He gets to go off because a judge understood how many white cops and people have killed people and getting all of them acquitted. You think I don't feel bad. I don't care if she did the crime on purpose. Sucks for you guys. It always sucks for us. And even if it's unfair, you can be mad to me about it. I've seen so many people that I wanted to get justice who had blood on their hands, who have used the system to their benefit. If you want me to feel bad that Brittany Griner is back in Phoenix, hooping again, making sweet love. Yeah, she played for the Phoenix Mercury. If she's making sweet love, smoking the loudest pack available, doing dabs, hashish. I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm 40 years old almost and black. I done seen a lifetime of unfair treatment for white males. You think I feel bad? I don't. Take it up with your local pastor, clergyman, councilman, alderman. Take it up with the Lord of hosts. I was excited. When I saw Brittany on that airplane, I said, baby, coming home, I'm going to buy her jersey. I'm going to buy her jersey right now. I bet you won't.
I bet you won't.
First of all.
You should wear it to our Phoenix show, Kev, next year.
I will. I'm going to invite her. Brittany.
If you're in Phoenix,
when we come, free tickets on me for you and your wife. And I'm going to wear a Brittany Griner jersey. And I'll smoke a weed with you because it's legal in Los Angeles. Wow. And I won't take it to Russia. I won't be going to Russia.
I don't think it's unfair, to be honest. I think it was fair for them to pull Brittany instead of Paul. She was accused of having oil inside of a vape pen.
Yeah.
He was accused of spying. How are those even comparable?
Aside from putting guns into children's arms in a civil war.
And if they're talking about the deal of who they switched her for.
Yeah.
He, again, like Josh said, he's still doing what he's doing. He just got a free place to stay.
And your boy was getting out of jail.
The Merchant
of
Death?
He only had 9. He was already in jail.
The Merchant of Death. Huh? I got the names mixed up. Who you're talking about? The Merchant of Death is one putting.
Yeah,
I know you caught that.
I was like, gotcha. I don't think that's what he was doing. Paul Whelan was the dude that they wanted bring over, and I'm like, he was spying.
Mm-hmm. They said he was spying. I don't know if he was doing that either. I'm not saying. I don't know where he was doing that.
I'm just saying, whatever they were accused of in Russia, when we look at the two, it is fair that with the least comes over.
Paul Whelan was convicted of doing crimes in America.
He ain't even American. He's Canadian.
All right, let's move on. I didn't see a Brittany Griner jersey on Amazon, so remind me to buy it after this.
Anybody looking on it?
I saw a lot of free Brittany shirts, but I didn't see the jersey.
What are we talking about next?
Derek Jackson.
Oh
Lord.
Derek Jackson got divorced from his wife over the week.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. You know, when stuff be happening, I be thinking, Lord, why you be on this person's head so bad? You know how after Wendy Williams fixed her mouth to talk about Tab, and then Wendy Williams' life just started falling apart like an avocado in the sun, okay? Like a banana sitting on top of your refrigerator too long. Gnats just started flying around. That is what I feel about Derek's wife. Like, what, Lord, why are you on her head so heavy? First, we watched him cheat on her. Second, we had to watch her in a bonnet while he talked about
Angel.
Oh, her hat of helmet of salvation.
Amen, amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Then watched
her. Respect her choice.
Listen, we watched her look like something out of The Help with them glasses on. Curse everybody.
Okay, so I missed the curse.
Oh, I watched it.
I didn't catch the curse in real
time. I hope your ovaries explode.
Let's play it, Angel, and then I want you to do your version of curse. Because I don't know if you can do anything worse than what she said. Because I was like, God, dog, woman. Now, this is Danae Jackson prior to she cursed people who was talking about them.
Yeah.
This is it.
And speaking against the names Denaya Jackson and Derrick Jackson, mockery, accusations, slanders, and lies, may the mercies of God be withdrawn from you. May your husbands and wives become widows. Let your children become fatherless. Let your seed become vagabonds on the earth. Let the words of your mouth be returned back to you. Let it go down your throat and choke you slowly until your days become few on the earth. You've been warned, and keep our names out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed day.
Angel.
Let your children lose their toenails. Let syphilis be in your mouth all the days of your life. Let alopecia only hit you on your left temple so you can never wear a full lace front wig. May your nipples be inverted. May your belly button be herniated. Keep our name out your mother effing mouth. In the name of the Father, the Son, Hashanah. Out of a sea in the Holy Ghost.
Man.
It was like,
it was so, I was like, God, she said, let your people be with you. We was just laughing.
No.
Because
yeah.
He was a relationship guru cheating. We weren't really, until she said helmet of bonnet. Or
helmet of bonnet.
Helmet of salvation. That was the first time I laughed at her. I felt bad. And she said, this is in a bonnet.
She killed off people's
Those are not
family.
Equal.
She said, let the government forgive your student loans and then give you more loans on top of it.
She said choke, so let them choke. She didn't wish no blessing on her. No. We didn't want you to die. We wanted you to leave them.
She is crazy.
This wasn't equal.
No.
That wasn't equal.
No.
You wanted us dead because he cheated on you after being a relationship
boy? And we laughed about it. And we talked about it.
And that was just in November. I'm still not even happy it didn't work out for them. However.
You're still not happy that
I'm not happy that it didn't work out.
I am.
You
are. I am. Because he kept making her look like a fool and she was going to allow it. And he made it. The announcement of their divorce, he is carrying her like a barrel of wood, of lumber that he's about to burn in the fireplace. He was like, this is totally my decision. I filed for divorce. Let me just make sure you know. I cheated, huh? I made it public, and I am now, after she stood by me, looking like a sad puppy. I'm kicking her in her throat out into the street. I don't wish unhappiness on anybody, but I do wish them out of bad situations.
Hold on. Brandon Walker and the Patreon says she like the girl who couldn't roast on, you couldn't roast on in school because she made personal joke. You say you're fat. She said your mama got molested by your uncle and had you. Hold on. Hold on.
Hey.
Hold on.
That's it.
I was like, dang, Sister Jackson. But men, why do y'all be with us? TJ
really
Holmes and Derek Jack. I mean, everybody can't be me and Marcus and Josh and Greg, just wholesome black men.
You're right.
You know, well, Josh Mexican, but the rest of us was wholesome black men. But I mean, Derek Jackson, am I right? And I don't like the way he spells Jackson.
With that X.
I don't like it.
That lets him know that you will be my ex sooner than later. Don't get used to all the letters of your name.
One of the wildest things ever I've ever seen on this internet, and I've seen a lot, was him reacting to his own apology video.
Yeah.
In third person.
It was the best.
God. Huh. That was peak internet.
I said, man, you are, that is next level delusions of grandeur. I seen some stuff on this here internet. That was, he's like, this is what I would have said if I was y'all. And I was like, what?
This, he is, based off of what we're seeing, he is delusional. He's crazy. And unfortunately, he found in her someone that just personally, I think, this is my opinion, I could be wrong, she could be a very level-headed person with really just good morals. She seemed crazy.
She was in that pool with that skirt on.
Well, that's what they made us do.
Holy girl. But we didn't. Y'all had skirts on in the pool?
I mean, we wore shorts and long shirts.
No,
that
I know
might
that.
As well be dresses.
But that was in 93. We came up out of that now.
She's still in it.
She said it's a holy girl summer. Like, the thing that I used to not understand, it all sticks to you. How is swimming even fun when you carrying around this big old shirt?
When you want dick, clothes ain't really something that's going to stop it.
I've been telling people that. Them long jean jackets, jean skirts, that didn't stop nothing.
Scooch that thing up. That's why I told you I had mine was tight, so it did make it harder. I could have on a snowsuit that had a combination that you had to do in order to get me out of it. If I really want some, I will cut the hole in the crotch. They're like... It was really ridiculous. They were like, if we just keep wrapping you up in clothing, maybe then you won't do it. Oh, we will.
My friends, not me, because I love them, were wearing jean skirts and having sex.
Oh, yeah.
During revival.
Listen, oh, they were being revived.
Our House of God girls, that's all they wore were the denim skirts. And they always had the, like, the ones that were loose. So you knew things was getting scooted over, pulled down.
Scooted over! Pulling out panties to the side!
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
I don't know what those sounds that's are for, but that, no.
That's how it goes.
No.
Don't do. Don't do. We don't do.
That was, I always thought, even as a kid, I was like, y'all, do y'all, what are we, that was Pharisee Sadducee behavior.
Yeah.
Just look holy. Like, don't be living, whether you live the life or not, who cares?
It doesn't matter. It's about appearances.
That, okay, so Josh was talking about The Crown. And I didn't really know this or think about this or really care too much. But they were like, the thing that's funny about The Crown is they were like, look, man, just cheat in private.
That's okay, what
we
want.
Don't even care. Marry that. They having the same marriage arrangements as Game of Thrones. We need to marry them because they got a strong name. Strong army, strong navy.
Mm-hmm.
Get you them kids out the way.
Yeah.
Kate Middleton and Baldy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna be next?
The Prince Charles.
Charles.
Uh-huh. You saw the new season?
Nah. Oh yeah, I started watching it. Princess Diana.
I didn't get there yet. I couldn't get past the first episode of the first season.
Oh, Angel, you can't start with the first season. We started with Princess Diana season, got in, then worked our way back.
Oh, because I was like,
them British people was first of all. Their whole thing be like quietness, quiet racism, quiet scandal. I didn't know Prince, your boy Prince, who's the king now?
George?
William?
Charles.
That's who I was talking about.
He went through hell.
Charles? I didn't know he had a sex tape.
Ew.
He had a sex tape.
Disgusting.
That's
he told,
disgusting.
They had that nigga on the phone. Telling Camilla that he wished he could be a tampon.
Oh, so he could live up in her pussy.
He said, I want to be up in there.
In her bloody pussy, because that's the only time you put it in there.
He said bloody. It's slang for them.
I also did not care about British politics as a child. Princess Diana is the first British person I knew about. I said, this nigga had a whole sex... they was phone sex, and the niggas, they printed the words out in the paper.
Oh!
Angel, you gotta watch The Crown.
Listen, when I tried to watch that first, the pilot episode, I said, oh, Queen Elizabeth was born with the dinosaurs. We are so far back in time. Oh,
Angel, man. This woman been, she was queen.
She was been old.
Josh, she was queen for over 70 years.
It was before we had primary colors, when everything was muted. I was like, everything is the color of ash. I cannot do it.
Winston Churchill was probably one of my favorite characters in the first season.
Dog! Nigga! She was talking to Winston Churchill!
I had them Winston
in a Churchill!
A Tyrannosaurus Rex walked by. It was that old.
And he had been a family friend for years already.
It was so far ago. I was like, uh-uh.
Do you know when Winston Churchill died? Matter of fact, do you know when he was born?
Would say that.
1874!
No.
This nigga Winston Churchill was born 9 years after slavery was abolished and Queen Elizabeth spoke to him.
They might as well have made it
went
a sci-fi.
To him for counsel.
Okay.
Nigga! 9 years after slavery and Queen Elizabeth was like, what up, Win? That's how old this nigga is. That's how old she is.
This is how he came in every room, too. He was like,
Jesus!
Yes.
Your Majesty.
Dog! 9 years after slavery! And he walked in her room, and she died last month or 2 months ago.
Now, who had a sex tape?
God save the queen. God save the queen.
Prince, the nigga that's king now.
That old man? There were cell phones? There were videos?
Phone.
When he was having sex still?
No, it was a phone sex.
The phone was tapped.
They tapped his phone. He said, I want to be the tampon.
That helped so much. I thought it was a video of his very wrinkled butt.
No, phone sex.
Just pumping away. And I was going to be like, everyone should die.
He did this. He hit her on the...
What you talking about?
He hit her on the rotary.
He did this. Hello? Hello? Hello Fresh is here, and you can get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make your home cooking easy and fun and affordable. HelloFresh can help you eat better amid all the holiday temptations. Their meals have 20% fewer calories than takeout, so you can still have full flavor just without the guilt. Short on time? Look for HelloFresh's quick and easy options like 20-minute meals and easy cleanup dishes, big on flavor, and easy on effort. These time-saving solutions mean more time with friends and families around the holidays. With over 35 recipes available to choose from each week, there's something to please everyone. Choose from family-friendly, fit and wholesome, and even veggie. Plus, you can easily customize your meals by swapping proteins or side, upgrading your proteins, or even adding proteins to a veggie meal. HelloFresh's festive eats make mealtime a snap. Choose from holiday-inspired dinner recipes, seasonal add-ons, and even a three-course offering, all designed to make your holiday meals extra yummy and easier than ever. Quality is HelloFresh's priority. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door and to your home in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. Y'all already know what we doing in the Tanksley household. We are cooking up that HelloFresh, whether it's a shrimp taco, or if it's a one-pot black bean soup, or if it's a spinach stuffed ravioli. We are cooking HelloFresh because HelloFresh makes sure my kids are eating fresh produce every single day. Green Chef and every plate is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between brands, and now our listeners can even enjoy both brands at a discount on us. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK18. Use code SK18.
SK18.
For 18 free meals plus free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK18.
18.
Yeah. And use code SK18.
SK18.
For 18 free meals plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right. I done put up the transcript. I'm going to read a little bit of it. This is Camilla. It's like that program start of the week. I can't start my week without you.
Oh.
Charles, I fill up your tank. Camilla, yes, you do. Charles, then you can cope. Camilla, then I'm all right, I think. Okay, I added that part. Charles, what about me? The trouble is I need you several times a week. Camilla, so do I. I need you all the week, all the time. Charles.
Wait, I'm going to direct you some little higher, go lower on his voice and more stuffy.
Charles, lower on his voice?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'll just live inside your trousers or something. It would be much easier. Camilla laughing. Higher. What are you going to turn into? A pair of knickers? Both laugh. Camilla, you're going to come back as a pair of knickers? Charles, or God forbid, a tampax. Just my luck. Mm-hmm. Laughs. Camilla, you're a complete idiot. What a wonderful idea. Charles, my luck to be chucked down the lavatory and go on and on forever, swirling around on the top, never going down. Oh, darling, until the next one comes through. Or perhaps you could come back as a box. What sort of box? A box of Tampax, so you could just keep going. That's true. Repeating yourself. Oh, darling, I just want you now. Do you? So do I. And then it goes on.
I would never bust the nut if that was a conversation. That would never happen. I'm now at the grocery store. Oh, I should get some pads and some tampons.
Bust a nut.
Would not happen.
This nigga was the weakest phone sex. He could have been anything. I want to be your tampon. If I could be in you and you would take me out and flush me down the toilet. Just my luck.
Just my luck.
If I ain't never read a Where's My Hug At, nigga, that's big Where My Hug At. He only is talking to her because that nigga was going to be king.
Let me tell you something. As angry as I would get, they wouldn't be able to publish it. Hey, just know there was some stuff said. It was real nasty.
Even the tabloids wouldn't
They'd be like, this is not, this is no
a tampon.
No.
That's how Tampax got on, though.
Some things I don't think it's even possible that she was talking about.
I bet you Tampax was like, nigga.
That was her first viral marketing.
Bruh.
They should have had crowns all on top of their stuff. Get the royal treatment. Give your period the royal treatment. Mm-hmm. Duchess Flo visiting you every month. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we didn't even do nothing. All he did, I mean, that's big brand awareness. Mm-hmm. That's big brand awareness. You can't even ask for that type of viral marketing.
No, yeah.
I know their social media manager was like, man, I wish we had Twitter.
wish we would have known. That's disgusting.
Oh, boy. What a day. All right. Moving on. This is really interesting. So let me tell you what. I want y'all to know something. If y'all job ain't like our job, be careful what you say on TikTok at your job. Period. But especially at your job. If you have a boss that somebody can call and get you, you can't fire me. Okay, my boss is the people. Mm-hmm. Okay, but these nurses in Atlanta was making viral TikToks about their icks, and they shared it on TikTok. Now, Kev on Stage, the masterclass seller, says this is fantastic. You're hopping on a trend. You're being personable. You're sharing some of yourself. These are good. Kev on Stage, the person who used to work for other people, says you can't do this at work. These are labor and delivery nurses sharing their icks. The icks is a trend of like husbands and wife are like, my icks is, you know, you smack when you chew, mm-hmm. or you have a whole bunch of Amazon packages or whatever, stuff like that. The labor and delivery icks are as follows.
They were like, when we tell you to press the button if you need help, but you keep coming up to the desk asking for a blanket. Go ahead.
Here it is. Like, thank you, Angel.
My ick is when you come in for your induction talking about, can I take a shower and eat?
What?
My ick is when you ask me how
much. Okay, time out. Just real quick. Why is that an ick that somebody goes to the hospital and wants to take a shower and eat? Okay, that one was just like, okay, wait, okay, but I know
why it is, but shut up is what I was going to say.
Talking about, can I take a shower and eat?
What?
My ick is when you ask me how much the baby weighs. And it's still in your hands.
Dad comes outside and asks for a paternity test right outside the room door.
Saying you don't want any pain medicine, no epidural, but you are at an 8 out of 10 pain, just a Cervidil, and you're still closed, fingertip.
Well, we've already that told was you
so inside to call
light, but every 5 minutes, your excuse family me, member coming at the front desk,
asking for something else.
Excuse me, can I have a blanket? Another egg. When you're going room to room between one baby mama and your other baby mama.
Oh, no.
Ick.
Say that. It's the unlimited trips to the nurse's station for me.
All right. So I didn't see this in real time. I saw this after. This is a statement from Emory Healthcare about this TikTok trend. Emory Healthcare is committed to providing empathetic, high-quality care to our community, and our patients come first. We are aware of a TikTok video that included disrespectful and unprofessional comments about maternity patients at Emory University Hospital Midtown. We have investigated the situation and taken appropriate actions with the former employees responsible for the video.
Oh, they had to put that in.
Oh, yeah. This video does not represent our commitment to patient and family-centered care and falls far short of the values and standards we expect every member of our team to hold and demonstrate. At no time should our patients ever feel they are not being treated with care and respect. Every patient at Emory Healthcare deserves to be cared for by a compassionate, experienced team in a comfortable and safe environment. Emory Healthcare.
Let me tell you something. As being a woman who almost died after giving birth to her twins because of the lack of help from the nursing staff, so glad they got fired. It's different. It's kind of like, okay, I get it. Everybody does this. Everybody complains about their job. But y'all have been called out multiple times of letting people die while you're on the job. Yeah. So if you think that this is the time to be like, as if there's been some reform, this is the time where I can make fun of the fact that I actually ignore you and don't like for you to ask me for anything.
Man.
But like, you know, this is why we die. And speaking of which, really quick plug, tomorrow or the day that you're actually watching this at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, I'm doing a talk with a black female doctor on thriving in the face of black maternal health crisis, because we as black women still die and having kids on Instagram. But yeah.
And a lot of these were black nurses. There was only one white woman in this video.
My first terrible nurse was a black woman named Gloria. I'll never forget her name, and I hope she's dead.
Okay, Danae Jackson.
She's, you know, she
don't
was
work
old.
In reverse, right?
No.
Okay. No,
we can say whatever. We're just customers.
I'm not cursing her. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now, listen, in my
experience. If she is dead, I would be hopeful.
Yes.
It's funny. I had when Melissa gave birth, there was a white woman nurse whose name was Kevin. And she was like, hi, my name's Kevin. Yes, my dad thought he was having a boy, and he just couldn't shake the name. By the grace of God, we had great nurses. Both times, both boys, very attentive and things like that. So this has not been my experience. But when I was on Twitter when this happened, the women who had babies at that hospital were like, nigga, I've been telling everybody I could that them nurses at that hospital treated me like crazy. Some of them were these exact nurses that they were going in on. They were like, thank you.
Go.
I knew I wasn't crazy because I was talking about this. And it's like, here's what people need to learn about the internet. Some things are for the internet to post publicly. Some things are for your group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are to only be said in person. This X is a after shift, yard house, nurses night out, talking with other nurses about how your job sucks, what's annoying about your job. This isn't for public consumption, where the people you're talking about who are, first of all, childbirth is a very dangerous
very
activity or event.
Yes.
Okay? Even without surgery involved, right?
Just regular smegula.
If you go back in time, women were dying during childbirth all the time.
Listen, we saw it on Game of Thrones. House of Dragons. They was just dying. I was like, well, she ain't gonna make it.
Just dying. What's it like three? I know. Okay, what's her name? Mama died. Emma.
The black lady died.
Black lady, Dragon Rider died. I was so sad.
She said, burn me up because y'all about to try to kill me. I was like, it's these Emory nurses. She knew what's the face? He came for me. She said, he gonna kill me. Let me go ahead and let this dragon burn me up because you ain't gonna do right.
Babies dying, children dying. Through modern medicine, it is better, but it is not like foolproof. You know what I'm saying? By no means. So the fact, here's the crazy thing about this though. These women is going to apply at another hospital and get a job.
Oh, because the hospitals are understaffed.
Yeah, they're going to be working again. They just going to not be making TikToks no more about their job.
Oh, absolutely.
But they're going to be mad that you press the phone call for a shower and to eat. Now, the baby's dad going from baby to baby, I was like,
it's too late for that. You know what I'm saying? At least he there.
That's what you mad about a present father?
He there.
We can't win. You ask us to be in our children's life. Now we're at the hospital while they're being born.
I was like, first of all, don't talk about Nick Cannon like that. That's none of your business. Okay? These women have agreed to have these babies. So he can flip-flop back and forth if he want to.
I mean, first of all, listen. What I'm saying about these fathers in the hospital while two women are having two separate children, you see that as a problem. I see that as great planning. He said, boom, you're pregnant. Y'all gonna go to birth at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same hospital.
Right.
On the same floor.
Yeah.
First of all, that's foresight. That's mm-hmm. planning.
Mm-hmm.
That's dedication. That's mm-hmm. administrative abilities. Okay, and that's a present father. Why is that an ick? We can't win as black men. You have the baby, you're not there, it's an ick. Mm-hmm. You have the baby and you're walking around, it's an ick. What do you want us to do?
They don't want us to be there is the problem. Mm-hmm. And listen, and I, like after my first bad experience, because y'all know I did this three times, second time I was like, we gonna bring them cookies, okay? See, the second time is when they almost killed me or let me die. The third time, I had to plead with this woman. I said, listen, I don't want to die, okay?
You told him that?
Yes. I said, they almost let me die the last time. If you could please just take good care of me. And she did. But I shouldn't have to beg her.
I mean, she was great.
You bribed her.
Listen, I did. I was like, please, I don't want to die
here. What kind of cookies you brought her?
But no, my mother, for that one, my mother, I think, brought donuts to the nurses.
Your mom is going to bring some donuts. Listen. Do you understand?
Yes.
Dorothy gonna bring it. She came here to this podcast studio. The donuts was out there. Angel has carried on the legacy of Dorothy. Angel brought donuts. I can't tell you how many times.
Yeah.
Donuts. All I ask of donuts in a corporate setting, public setting, if you're going to take one, eat the whole thing. That was one of my icks at work.
People love to cut it in half.
Just be an adult about it. Mm-hmm. Just be for real.
Right.
You cutting and listen, when I was at Wall Def, I would see people, men and women, I'm going to be better, cut a donut in half and then go sit down, eat that half. As soon as they finish that half, come right back.
Because it feels more like a diet. When you cut it in half, it splits the calories in half and they never fuse back together.
Well, all I think is you touch that part. That's when I see the cut half, all I can think, whether you touch it or not important. In my mind, that donut been in somebody else's care.
So they're helping you.
No. Yeah. Now I have to eat a whole one because of germs.
But no, then you need to cut.
If I'm eating a donut, I'm eating a donut. By the time my decision's made, I'm going to tell you what Kevin never going to do. Do it halfway. If we go into donuts and we eating donuts, then baby, we drinking coffee with sugar and cream. If we have the sugar plum Danish, we have the sugar plum Danish.
You know you didn't eat your sugar plum Danish that was here. I bought it for you.
I took it home and ate it.
No, Marcus ate it.
This? I left it?
Yeah. Marcus called me. He said, it was on your desk. He said, whose sugar plum Danish is this?
You fraud.
I thought I took it home.
You know, you must have.
You know what? I ate a Danish that day then. I must have went back to Starbucks that day. I ate a Danish that day. My bad, Angel. I owe you one.
That's okay. Now, listen, here's the thing. When you go to these hospitals, you never know what's going to happen, whether you're giving birth, whether you got a cold. So what we suggest here's the thing, is to get yourself some life insurance, okay?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is not promised. That is something that 2022 has taught me very cruelly.
Me too.
Yeah, it has.
Me too.
It has, friend. We all hope we never need life insurance, but mortgage payments, child care, and other expenses don't disappear when you're gone. Life insurance through your workplace may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it won't follow you if you leave your job. Since life insurance typically gets more expensive as we age, now's the time to buy. Policy Genius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. I personally got my life insurance coverage through Policy Genius. Mm-hmm. So did my husband. We both had to get heftier policies to make sure that if one of us was up out of here, that our families could be comfortable for a while they decided what they would need to do next. And let me tell you, trying to get a policy that actually takes care of your family. I'm not talking about just the funeral costs. I'm talking about if your family depends on your income. That's not something you want to leave to chance with a company that does not know what they're doing. And Policy Genius does, and they walk you through each one of the steps. I know we wouldn't have finished the process if it wasn't for Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There's no added fees, and your personal info is private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head to policygenius.com or click on the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Policygenius.com. Don't be that guy or girl.
Well, you need to add this section to your class of, listen, while jumping on viral trends is really important. Even if you don't have a 9-to-5 job, using the logo of any place, especially if you have a 9-to-5 job, is never going to work out in your favor.
When I was at Boeing, I used to make videos at Boeing. I used to first of all take my badge off. I would go into a place where you couldn't see. This is like a white wall that could be a white wall at any place. The only job that I, after I got fired from Key Bank, I was at Boeing. After that, I worked at All Death. These niggas was at their job in their scrubs with their badges on.
It's not a good
look. I mean, you make the hospital be like, now you know the hospital is getting these complaints already.
Yeah.
And you know they're getting sued already. Not you made 100%. It too easy. You made the hospital look good. Like, oh, we getting rid of these type of people for your care.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though the hospital going to hire 4 more people who going to have the same icks. Now the hospital's like, what? Them is gone.
When I see people getting fired left and right from their jobs after a TikTok or an Instagram video, I'm like, yo, these trends are not worth your income.
Now you need to get the masterclass. You want to make TikToks, huh? You want to make TikToks?
It's not worth it. I'm telling you.
TikToks are a lot easier to make when your check comes from somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. Because TikTok,
I'll tell you straight up right now.
They don't pay.
TikTok don't pay nothing.
No.
I thought Instagram was bad. Twitter just don't pay at all. TikTok says they pay, and they pay the same as Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, TikTok ain't gonna feed them babies. You went fired 2 weeks before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Now you can't buy no Yuletide greeters.
Holiday pay in hospitals is phenomenal.
And you didn't let it all go to be funny.
It's double time and a half if you're working a holiday.
To be an ass.
Double time and a half?
Mm-hmm.
How much that is?
A lot.
You make 20, what's double time and a half?
It depends what your job is there. But like nurses.
But like if you make $20 an hour, what's double time and a half? How much is that an hour?
50.
50.
So time and a half is what?
Time and a half would be 30.
Yep.
Because it's your time plus a half of
plus
your time.
A half.
Okay.
Double time would be 40.
And double time and a half is 50.
Nice. You're so sad. I didn't know that.
I did not
sounded
know.
Sounded like a fact. Lot. The all right. Speaking of babies, big friend of the pod. One of my favorite artists.
I'm so glad we were able to creative direct this.
Janae Aiko, who is featured here.
Oh, you didn't cover up anymore.
No. She's set to release a new album, Angel. Sleep. Sleep So Relaxing R&B Baby Sleep Music Volume 2.
Volume 2?
Volume 2.
Where was the first one?
I didn't catch
it. We were asleep. Up above the world so high. I think she has I've said it multiple times. She has a beautiful voice.
Nobody would disagree. Zone of genius.
She has a beautiful voice. It is just, I think, would work best on lullabies because of how soothing it is. And come on, God spoke to her.
She bought the masterclass.
So when I go on my planes,
come on,
I listen to soothing R&B.
Come on, you got her.
I gotta put her in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
She won't see your tags though.
She blocked me years ago. I'm going probably to my 5th year of block, and I still don't know why.
There's no statute of limitations of blocking for them to get.
I want to just talk to her. I want to say, Janae, come on. We've been through too much together.
You should have her on Forget the Lyric.
If I could.
The fact of the matter, you would be so excited, which would just make you look like such a hypocrite.
I met her. She was so nice. I met her the same day I met Ari Lennox at the YouTube Black in Howard. She bumped my arm.
She checked Kev. She didn't bump.
Her arm was super cold. Sup, cuz? Forget about it, cuz. Y'all remember when Paul Walker said that to Tyrese?
God.
I said, forget about it, cuz.
Too fast, too furious. I will never forget that moment.
But listen, this is Zone of Genius. You fans, if Josh had a baby in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years, whatever, you know, little baby Joshua Jr.
Oh my God, don't get me excited. Wait,
Josh, let me tell you what, your baby shower going, that nigga, your baby going to get a car.
Listen.
Your baby is going to get a fully functional Toyota Camry.
Yes.
From your friend. You basically have the equivalent of grandparents.
I was going to say, that's going to be the first child to call me sugar.
Oh, Josh.
The first child to call me
your
sugar.
Your baby going to have Gucci I'm going, we got Mel a Gucci diaper bag.
Diaper bag. Uh-huh.
We got her the Dunna.
That's so ridiculous.
The best stroller thing. Oh,
those Dunas be crazy Dunas. Bread.
Josh, don't you worry your beautiful little mole. Your baby. Yo, baby.
Yeah, that's the first baby calling. Go have a
That baby go have a golden pacifier with. Mm-hmm. I'm buying this vinyl. Sleep Sounds Volume 2.
Oh, absolutely.
Vinyl for your baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, bring me that little baby horchata. Come on, Uncle Care.
I'm fully letting my stomach go more than it has if you have a baby, just so the baby has somewhere comfortable to lay on me. I'm going to be like, I got to get my food pie really soft.
Yeah.
So it can lay on my lap and feel like the heat of my belly laid up next to it.
Belly heat? Yes. Because we done watched you grow up.
Oh, man.
See, our siblings, Mel, my sister, we grew up together. It's not the same. I remember when you turned 21. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna talk to your baby. Now, listen, your father. I remember when that boy had his first beard. Now, come on over here to Uncle Kev. What you want for Christmas? A scholarship? Now, where you want to go to college? Paid for. Your baby ain't going to have to worry. You got niggas who love you. You got niggas who love you. Niggas with
money. That's
niggas
the thing.
With money? Ooh, Letlissa plan your baby shower. We're going crazy. It's going to be at the Four Seasons.
Oh, absolutely. Melissa is going to lose her
mind.
And
the stage crew? The stage crew?
I'm not going to know what to do.
Josh, your baby ain't going to have to wear a new diaper for 3 years.
Right.
You're going to have a Costco warehouse full diapers, onesies, wipes, nipples, bottles. They have the like warmers. Almost like a bartender bottle cleaner now.
Yeah.
Strollers, closed circuit television.
Don't let you have a girl. Me and Marcus are going to be like, hey, so we just drop her off.
Joshua Wiener.
Oh, my God. Just drop her off.
I'd never see her.
Oh, no.
You'd never see that. Give me that. We don't even know what you give me this.
We be getting mad at Mel and Greg because we're like, if you don't, just leave the kids here.
Give us our baby. We going to sell your baby shower to VH1. By the time you have a baby.
Full proof. Capture this. Capture Josh kissing the belly. Come on, get in closer.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Woo! Boy, it's going to be we had a time. We're not having regular baby shower food. We're not having meatballs and Vienna sausage.
No.
We're going to hire Wolfgang Puck.
Yes. Stuff is going to be cooked fresh.
It's going to be a hibachi truck.
Wolfgang! Yes. Yes. What is you doing? Mm-hmm. Come down to LA. Our friend is having a baby. We want you on the ones and twos on grill.
I can't wait. So how do you know our Josh? Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. We're so excited.
Catered by Nobu.
Yeah.
Wow. Birria tacos. Mm-hmm. Well, if the Hispanic community ain't did nothing else in the world, birria.
Birria tacos. What is that?
Birria is the taco with the meat. It's got a juice next to it, and the juice got like more taco meat in it.
You dip it.
So you got the meat in the taco. You dip it in the suppeth.
It's like a slow roast where they roast the meat and they get the meat out and they shred it. That the jus, the broth.
Jus, uh-huh.
You dip the taco in there. The taco though. Has the shredded meat, cheese, and it's lightly fried on each side, so you get the crunch with it, and you get the dip.
When I was in San Diego last time, I went to this place that had it. I said, man, I did about 5 minutes on birria tacos because it was so good.
It was so good.
Angel, I love Mexican food. Top tier.
So do I. We were at a birthday party for a two-year-old this weekend, and the taco truck, the taco vendor they had. They had, first of all, when you have shrimp as an option at a two-year-old's.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was so delicious.
Oh, man. You're 29, Josh? Mm. So if you had a baby right now, that baby wouldn't go to school until 2028.
Come on, math.
Nigga, by the time your baby does. Hold on.
How do you get that math quick?
Because he be fronting. He knows math. He just be playing with us.
I know math when it comes to ticket count.
He's like, I got that. Don't you worry.
Can you imagine when by the time how well off we'll be by the time Josh's baby goes to high school, college?
I'm excited.
You got a Sweet 16, baby.
Man,
Sweet 16. Remember MTV Sweet 16?
Oh, man.
All right. Last thing before we go, this was just too funny to me. Jennifer Lawrence did it. She did an interview for Variety. Oh my God. All right. She did an interview for Variety. Let me just play you the video of what Jennifer Lawrence said, because it cracked me up, especially because me and Angel, it, Josh, to hear, we had this whole conversation one day. I hope they didn't delete this. All right, here she go.
I remember when I was doing Hunger Games, nobody had ever put a woman in the lead of an action movie because it wouldn't work. We were told girls and boys can both identify with a male lead, but boys cannot identify with a female lead.
Oh, absolutely.
And it just makes me so happy every single time I see a movie come out that just blows through every single one of those beliefs and proves that it is just a lie to keep certain people out of the movies, to keep certain people in the same positions that they've always been in. And it's just amazing to watch it happen and watch you at the helm.
Jennifer Lawrence. That woman said with her whole chest, nobody had ever put
a
woman.
She said ever, ever in an action film. First of all, The Hunger Games.
Not ever.
First of all, I wouldn't even be like, you know, Hunger Games, this action film. If you,
I didn't
watch
even
it.
Consider it an action. I mean, it had action in it.
It is a sci-fi fantasy film. I was like, now listen, I don't even talk about Angelina Jolie like that, but baby, she done about 4 or 5 here already.
Some of the first movies I remember, Terminator has a woman lead.
I think she means like number one on the call sheet, though.
Okay, give you that. Tomb Raider.
That's, I'm talking about Angelina Jolie. She always with her
Sigourney Weaver,
self.
She number one on the call sheet in Alien, ain't she?
Oh, absolutely.
Aliens was been out before it came.
Absolutely.
Been out.
Xena Princess Warrior.
It's a whole TV show. A lot of episodes.
A lot of them. Could've
Angelina did have, she was in that Mr. was Mrs. Smith.
Angelina.
I guess you can start co-lead on that.
Angelina literally was the white female action lead for a very, very long time.
Your girl, I don't know her name. Is that Jessica?
Is that Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel. Yeah,
Justin Timberlake's wife. She's so fine to me. Yeah, she's strong.
She was in that vampire movie, wasn't she?
I don't watch her stuff.
She was in that Underworld? No, that's not
No, that's the other boring one.
That's Jennifer Garner.
No, women, who are you showing me?
I was showing you Jessica Biel's in this section, but I was pointing at Jennifer Garner.
Oh, I didn't even see.
Jennifer Garner was the lead in.
No, Underworld is not Jennifer Garner.
Underworld
is really boring white girl. Way more boring than Jennifer Garner.
Okay, let me look it up, because
the reason why I know this is that was the movie that we watched at Marcus's house on
Kate
our first
Beckinsale?
Date. Yes.
She Underworld?
Yeah, all of them. This is all she do. In all the movies.
Hey, ain't that girl in, or is Twilight the girl lead or that the Edward?
I never watched it.
I never seen Twilight either.
So I don't know.
But probably Edward, because he's a white man. He probably number one.
I absolutely.
The whole point was all Jennifer Garner had to say is Hollywood.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer, God, Lord.
Garner,
y'all
too,
can't
though.
Have all these white women, plus named Jennifer, and expect us
all
to get it right. Jennifer's
similar.
And Jessica's.
Looking like sisters.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. That's the girl
that's
we're singing
two
about.
First names.
All she had to say was Hollywood tries to tell us that women can't lead action movies, and The Hunger Games is another example of an action movie led by a woman that's done well.
She's like, it's never been done before.
Never.
We've never
Justin
seen
Bieber,
it.
Evangelist Bieber, never say never. You get in trouble by that.
She said it's never happened. God damn it. There's never been a Wonder Woman.
Nigga, that just came out.
She ain't never spun in a circle before.
And that's just the most recent.
Yes.
Wonder Woman.
There ain't never been no Superwoman. What are you talking about? Catwoman, get out of here. It didn't happen until I put my 3 fingers up and said, it never happened.
That is not the whistle sound yeah. They made.
What'd they do?
No, that's whistle while you twerk, Angel.
Stop it.
That's what they did.
Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, the list goes on. And white women, you know you ain't going to be the white woman or something.
Not a skinny woman. No. Not a skinny white woman that's a buck 05.
Buck 05 and white?
Oh, she could kill everybody.
She killing everybody.
Everybody did.
Everybody dead. She talking to Viola Davis, who was in The Woman King. this year.
She's like, I walked so she could run. That's what Jennifer Lawrence said.
I didn't even realize she told Viola. Is like, wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I had one of those too.
She was like, I had it first, and I'm saying I, because it had never happened before until I did it.
Well, Viola Davis wouldn't even be here if Jennifer Woods.
Lawrence, that's what Lawrence. She's saying.
Jennifer Lawrence hadn't done the Hunger Games.
Yeah,
they absolutely. Was never going to get Viola Davis. Viola Davis didn't even exist.
Ever.
Until Jennifer
Lawrence.
Lord. Why want to say Jennifer Woods?
Enough.
Jordan Woods. Pam Grier as Foxy Woods. Brown? Well, you Jordan know Pope. Jennifer Lawrence ain't seen Foxy Brown.
Oh, no. And she did it sexy. She said, I'm going to have these titties out and I'm going to shoot you.
It was great. All right. We love y'all. If you're in the Patreon, we will be shooting another video in here about 15, 20. Maybe doing, two more. Are we doing
Let Us Sell It? We're doing The Bald and the Patreon? Beautiful. Patron. We're doing The Bald and Beautiful here in a couple minutes. And then next, after that, at 12 noon, we'll be doing a Let Us Tell It, Here's the Thing collab.
Oh,
Let Us Tell It on the mountain. Yeah. I don't know if you have to shoot it, though.
They shoot it on their phone. It's for them. It's for
Josh
them.
Josh was like.
I was like.
Ah. You were like, I've got things. I've got to go look at these calendars. No, they shoot on the phone. They got everything. They doing it.
Do you have your workplace comedy script memorized?
I would never do that.
Have you looked at it?
We didn't get the script.
I read it. Mm-hmm. We did. We got
it
a couple weeks ago.
Oh. You don't remember.
You don't have a call sheet?
We ain't got a call sheet.
No, we ain't.
Okay, cool. Because I hadn't looked at it. I was very busy.
No, I haven't looked at it at all. All
right, cool. I love you guys. We'll see you West Nyack this week if you live in New York. If you don't, then we won't. God bless you.
Bye.
Goodbye, friends.
So
Stand by. And okay.
Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.